Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from one of the most adept improvisers and a master of the trombone. That was Steve Davis back in 2014 with the title track off his CD, For Real. His stature in the 1990s was huge. He was busy with jazz legends Art Blakey, Jackie McLean, and the great Chick Corea. After he graduated from the Hart School, the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz, that led to his first major gig with Art Blakey in New York City back in 1989. We caught up with Steve during the pandemic summer of 2020 to talk about the release of his new Live at Small CD and the state of releasing music during such a time on the planet. He had some broad thoughts on the subject.
I think people are very much in need of something just positive to enjoy, something pleasant, to have a laugh. We have to remember to get our giggles in and get our chuckles because, you know, otherwise we're all just going to be sad round the clock. And that's just not what life is.
Whether as a leader, sideman, or in any number of incarnations, Steve is always on it and bringing the world of jazz some quality licks. And life is a full circle kind of event. Since 1991, he has been very active teaching at his alma mater, at the Hart School, the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz at the University of Hartford. He's a great cat. It was wonderful to catch up with him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is so happy about Inauguration Day 2021 and at the epicenter of the jazz universe, the home of legends like Bird and active cats like Will Matthews, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready with another week of the best music you may ever hear. So the shadow of legendary alto saxophonist, composer, and bandleader and educator Jackie McLean looms large over many musicians in the jazz universe and beyond. And as we get into a tune he did with Gary Bartz called Water Circle off the 1990 CD Ode to Super, let's listen to Steve reminisce.
He made you feel like you were there, and then eventually to play in his band, I gained a real sense of how urgent the music is. Jackie always played with such conviction and fire. Everything he did, his approach was so hip. One time he told me, in all seriousness, we were at the Village Vanguard and back in the kitchen before the set, and we were talking, just him and me, and he said something about, you know what my biggest fear is? And he was fingering the saxophone and thinking about what we were going to play that night. And I said, what, Jay Mac? He said, man, my biggest fear is to play something corny.
Hey, this is Walt Weisskopf, tenor saxophone player. I'm excited to announce the brand new release of my new album, Introspection. That's on all the electronic platforms. And you're listening right now to Joe Nomino and Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was American saxophonist, composer, and author Walt Weisskopf with the tune Introspection off his latest 2020 European Quartet CD. This album was recorded in Copenhagen during a European Quartet tour in January and February of 2020 before everything was getting ready to fall down. And he talked about it. Have a listen.
I feel very fortunate and grateful that in a complete state of ignorance about what was coming down the pike in mid-February, we recorded this album at the end of our tour. It was a pleasure to do. Just feel very grateful that we got this done.
Over his storied run, Walt has released 20 CDs with the best in jazz, like Brad Meldow and John Patitucci. Walt is also known as an active member of the great Steely Dan outfit. Anytime storied Canadian jazz saxophonist and label owner Corey Weeds puts out new music, it's a great day, man. From a blistering set of Italian-themed tunes backed up by one of the most preeminent organ bands in jazz today, here's the tune On the Stairs off the CD O Sole Mio. Andiamo, kids.
Thank you. Tressler, Seattle-based saxophonist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Seattle-based saxophonist, composer, teaching artist, and author Steve Tressler teamed up with Canadian legend Ingrid Jensen with the tune 546 off their latest CD, 2019's Invisible Sounds for Kenny Wheeler. He grew up in the midst of Seattle's grunge scene before moving on to Boston to pursue his studies on scholarship at the New England Conservatory, studying with legends like Jerry Bergonzi, Bob Brookmeyer, George Garzone, and the great Steve Lacy. He's gone on to gig with jazz legends like Bill Frisell, Dave Douglas, Steve Swallow, and so many other cats. And we talked to him here at the show about the 2021 revival, that post-COVID life we're all craving. He opened up about it.
How special and safe that space is when we're all back together in the same room and the magic of the music is happening. I mean, it's cool to live stream concerts and be connected, but, you know, that there's something really magical when it can happen, you know, in the same space with people that all value this kind of creative music together.
From Joshua Redman's quartet, with him doing the honors on saxophone, with Brad Meldow on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Brian Blade on the drums. That is an all-star roundtable there. This is the tune Floppy Disks off the 2020 CD Round Again. Joshua was an inspiration for Steve, as he is for the world.
Hi, guys. Here's Eduardo Mercury. I'm from Brazil, living in Boston. You're listening to Neon Jazz. Thank you very much.
That was Brazilian-born guitarist Eduardo Mercury with the title track off his 2020 CD, Zodiac. At the age of 11, he began playing the guitar, and eventually he would get into the music scene in South Brazil, performing in a variety of genres from traditional Macedonian music to gypsy jazz. He leads his own band, travels the world, and looks forward to a return to the live stage at some point in 2021. And we talked with him about that glorious reality, and this is what he had to say.
For the musicians, in a way, we always took for granted that we could do that live. Talking about myself, I was trying to put up 100% of my game to any gig that I was doing. But, you know, I wasn't like, sometimes I was just doing a gig, you know, and focusing on another thing. Like, okay, I have this big project coming up, but I'm up to there. I have a lot of gigs and I wasn't giving that much importance.
From the longtime jazz bassist who is a member of the Dave Brubeck Quartet, Eugene Joseph Wright, we say goodbye. He made it all the way to the age of 97, and his contributions to jazz will reverberate forever. The sunrise was back in May of 1923, and the official sunset was December 30th, 2020. Always hip, with his nickname the Senator, he got around the world of jazz, and he was loved. Here, joined by Paul Desmond, this is the tune Rude Old Man off the 1990 CD Easy Livin'. That's the way he took it, and this is the way we say goodbye.
Thank you. Hi, this is Andrea Brackfeld, and you are listening to Brazilian Whispers, released in January of 2020 on Origin Records. And you're listening to my music on Neon Jazz. Thank you all. Be safe, be well, and be smart. God bless. Thank you.
That was the veteran and brilliant flautist Andrea Brockfeld with the tune Double Rainbow off her 2020 CD, Brazilian Whispers. Again, we get a bit of that Brazilian flavor here on the show. And she had some COVID world thoughts for us.
I think this whole thing is about patience and endurance and gratitude, and probably gratitude more than anything else. You know, just being grateful for, you know, what comes into our lives that particular day. And, you know, perhaps people have been taking live music for granted.
We will wrap up the 684th episode of Neon Jazz, and it just happens to be January 20th, 2021, the day the new administration comes in, and hopefully we get rid of the fiction and we deal in a little bit of that reality, and we all are digging it. This is the Melody Poet bringing us in, bringing us out. New York City strong saxophonist Mike Casey, who is always keeping his style fresh and evolving. This is a collaboration he did with Valencia, Spain-based Lofi on the lo-fi jazz hop track Great Green Earth, keeping 2021 moving freshly along. Thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a lo-fi, hip, and always present cat at Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey, on the radio.
Pal Joey.
Let us know what you think. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, let's support this brand new administration. Let's keep the jazz alive, and please enjoy the music, my friends.
Thank you, America.
Neon Jazz.